A very interesting parasha. But I want to say a he'ora. And a he'ora which is Nogeat Hagansi Yisodo Avodas Hashem. The parasha is interesting because there are two halves of the parasha which are completely connected. Pirish. Avraham Avinu has to get Morasa Machpelah out of Ephron, which is kimat impossible. Ephron is Spitz Tuma. Avraham Avinu, Morasa Machpelah, Spitz Kedusha, Pesach to Gan Eden. And Avraham Avinu, we have a whole parsha how the Meridike Hishtadlus, spoken about in other years, we're not going to speak about it again to show the Meridike Chochma of how Avraham Avinu manipulated Ephron in the end to sell him Morasa Machpelah. And then we have a Hemshech. V'yofesichas avdei ovois miterosin shelbonim. And we see Eliezer Evid Avraham, the same type of situation. He has to get Rivka out of the mafia. The Ramoim Gedoilim, Besuel, Lavan, Arami, Ramoim, and it's a mission impossible. Poshut, it's not Shaykh, B'derech HaTeva, and the Maisa Avraham Avinu told him that the only way you're going to succeed, Hashem Elokei HaShomayim, Asher Lekachani Mipeis Ovi, Meheretz Meladati, Asher Dibeli, Asher Nishbali, Leiman, Azarcho Eten, Esoretz Azois, Hu Yishlach Malocho Lefonecho, Velokachto Isha Livni Mishom. The Eibush is going to send a Malach, and that's how you'll be Matzliach. And Agav, it's interesting that Avraham Avinu knew exactly who the Zivuk should be. He knew the Shidduch was supposed to be. It was supposed to be Rivka. He was told. Ruach HaKodesh, after the Akedah, the end of last week's parasha, he was told, Baruch Bitcha Aktano, none of those are the right words for this, maybe Rivka Bitcha Hagdoilo, Vayi Achrei Advorim O'Ele, Vayugad L'Avraham Leimor, Hine Yoldo Milko Gamhi, Bonim L'Nochor Achicho, Esutz B'chores, Buzi Ochiv, Iskumul, Avi Aram, Niskesi, Oiz Chazim, Pinchas, Besuel, Psuel Yolanes Rivka, Shmoyne Eile, Yoldo Milko, Milko L'Nochor Achi Avraham. So Trashi, Kol Ayichusim Alolun, L'Nichtu, Elo Bishvil Pasuk Zeh, that Rivka was born, and after Achar Advorim O'Ele, I should have married him off to one of the Canaanim. And that's the Baruch Hashem told him. It's not a problem. You were not meant to marry him off beforehand. Chaim Veloshne in the Pirush on the Akedah says that he be'etzem, it says it's slightly different than Rashi says it. He says that Avraham Avinu was mischarit, and he says the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't let me shecht him was because I hadn't married him off. If I would have married him off before and he would have had a child, then the Rabbanu Shem would have let me shecht him. And he was all upset that he hadn't married him off, Yisrael hadn't married him off, because he wasn't able to shecht him. Alavai, I would have married him off. Then I could have done the Akedah properly. That's Reb Chaim Veloshner's problem. Rashi doesn't go so far, but I'll call upon him. He knew exactly who the Sivuk was. So Rabbanu Shalom, why didn't he tell Eliezer, I'm sending you, this is the address, go to Aram Naharaim, this street, this number, where Yisrael lives, and tell him, offer the shidduch for Rivka. Then tell him that. Gives him a very vague way of doing it. And he has to go, and with all the simonim, and v'chule, v'chule, and all his grace, chochme, to save it Avraham. Like Avraham used this chochme to get the Maris HaMachpelah, Eliezer used a Meridika chochme to get Rivka out of Lavan and Bisuel, and a Maisa, he wasn't Matzliach. It's not Shaykh. It's Poshut not Shaykh. What do you mean he wasn't Matzliach? You'll tell me he wasn't Matzliach. Look what happened after he's Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and he gives his whole story. If you're Medayik, you have to learn this parasha with a lot of Tiyukim. You have to learn some of it is told over twice, and some of it is four times. You have to learn, when you learn this parasha, learn first of all, look what the Torah says actually happened. And then look how Eliezer told over to Besuel and Lavan what happened. Very, very different story. Very, very different. Be medayik. All sorts of diyukim, there's at least 37 differences. And in how you can, you know, what did Eliezer ask for the simon? And what actually says the Torah she did, Rivka did. What did he tell them that he asked for? And what does he say happened? Also, four different things. Be medayik and all those things. Mamash, it lights up the parasha. The Yisod HaDavar is, he was Meridika Chochma, how he tried to get Rivka out of there. And Lechaira, he succeeded. Yeah? He'll tell me, Vayan Lovon Ubisul Vayomru, May Hashem Yotza HaDavar. What? May Hashem Yotza HaDavar. These are Ovdei Avodah Zarah. All of a sudden they became such Bali Bitochen, Hashkocha Protis, Vechule. Did they believe it was Me'a Shem Adova? No. L'shitascha. L'fi dvarecha. Me'a Shem Yotza Adova. That we can't... No, if somebody would come along and you hear a whole story and you're nispoiled. It's Malash Bin HaShemayim. What would you say? We cannot stop you? We'd only have to say, I cannot stop you if I had a half a minute to stop you. Otherwise, Min HaShemayim, Mazel Tov, Gvaldik, no, let's break the plate already. Let's get the photographer. Bring the kugel. You know what's... No. Right, so to Rashi, Shem Hashem Yotza Adob, Lefit Varecha. Didn't really believe it. Gvaldik, Hinei Rivka Lefanecha, Kach Valech, Usi Yisha Leven Adonecha, Kashidi Hashem. And then, what did they say? No, macha brocha. They haven't eaten, we want you to eat. Macha brocha. Which brocha should he make? Dayan or emes. Which brocha should he, bets him, say vidui, and then, machasha. You know, they've tried to kill him. After all the me'ashim yotza dova, le'nucha le'dabe elecha, le'nucha le'dabe elecha, but we can do something to stop you, Dahainu Bakasha. How was in the end did Eliezer survive? What did Avraham tell him? Who Yishlach Malochi Lefonecho? The Malach was there and he switched the plates. If that Malach wouldn't have been there, Eliezer would have been dead and Rivka would still be there. And we wouldn't be here. There wouldn't be a Klal Yisrael. Only Mikach the Malach. And Anias Daiti, the reason why Avraham Avinu didn't tell him go and get Rivka, and he knew it was supposed to be Rivka, because he wanted him to go in a matzav where he's completely tolle on Hashem Yisbarach. He knows he's going to Mission Impossible. He has to daven and daven to Hashem. Give me this simon. And keseda daven to Hashem. That he's toile himself legamri on Hashem Yisbarach. That he should be zoiche. That the malach should come with him and get Rivka out of there. But in concept, with these two parashas of Meridike Hishtadlus, now comes the Heorah. By Avraham Avinu, he tells the Bnei Ches, the answer to this, Bakosha, and they reply, Shmoeinu Adoini, Nesi Elokim Ato Besuchenu, Bimivcha Kvareinu Kvares Mesecha, Ish Mimenes Kivrein, Lo Yichle Mimcha Mikva Mesecha. We agree, the Bnei Ches, they have to realize that they're Canaanim, they're the lowest of the low. They recognize Nasi Elokim Ato Meninu. Vayokom Avroma Ishtachu Le'am Ha'oretz Livnei Ches. Was Mishtachve to them, Hakoras HaToiv, more than Hakoras HaToiv, it was to be the Nasi Elokim, the Melech Ha'olam, Emek HaMelech, Pasuk says in Lech Lecha, Shehushvu Kulam, the all the Ummah recognized Avraham Avinu, the Melech Aleim, the Nisim that he did when he smashed up the four kings and Meridika Korach, and he's Mishtachave La'am Ha'oriz Livnei Ches. Then he's got a home in on Ephron. He knew Ephron sitting there, he knew as Ephron was. And Ephraim falls to the bait, all the covered there. Yeah, he said it to everyone. Vayan Ephron Achiti es Avraham ba'osnei bnei ches lechol ba'ei sha'iroi. Every single person there heard what Ephron said. And he says, I'm giving it to you. Three times he says the word nosati. It's a matana. Asode nosati loch. You only ask for the mora, I'm giving you the sode. Va'amora shevei lechol nosatiyo. Le'einei bnei ami nosatiyo lechol. Kvom eizero. And then, by Davin, Avraham Avinu knows he has to be a mechira, signed and sealed with all Allah Chazokas is possible, so Ephron shouldn't take it back. So he offers him the money, the mechule, Vayan Ephron is Avraham, Leimalar, nobody heard. Okay, Adoni Shmoeini, Eretz, Oh, a man, shekel, kesef, $500,000. But as soon as Ephron agreed, be'osnei kulam, to give it to Avraham, he couldn't really back out. What happened? Vayishtachu Avraham lifnei Amoritz. Doesn't say le'am Amoritz. Here it says lifnei Amoritz. Zog the Medrash mikan shemoidim al Shmuel al Besura Toivo. A Besura Toivo? Ephron agrees to give it? We haven't completed the deal. He knows he has to buy it. He knows he has to sign and seal v'chule v'chule. But there's a Besura Toiva, Ephron's agreed to again. Miyad, Lifnei Am Haaretz, the Avraham Avinu's Moedel Hashem. Yofa Sichos Avde Ovois, Mi Terosin Shelbonim. He makes the Simen Eliezer. She shows that she's Ru'uya, Lidovik Beis Shel Avraham, the unbelievable chesed. all the protim of that maisa, meridika in yonim, meridika seichel, what she did there. And he wants to know, maybe she's an Asufi, maybe she's a Shivcha. Who goes and draws water like that? But the emissary says, who goes and draws water like that? She didn't actually draw the water. The water came up to her. Pastor, she can't be a Shivcha. But, you have to know, but it was claw. And she didn't ask for anything. He saw that it was kulay chesed. It's muchrach that this is the zivug. He gave her. And there's himself, bekim mishkolim, and chule. Vayoyme, pas mi at. Hagidni no li, hayesh beis ovich, mochem lono. In vatoyme elof, pas besu elo noichi ben milko, ashe yoldo lenocho. Vatoyme elof, gam tevin gam misva, ravi monika, mochem lono. What happened? So the Medrash, Mikan Shemoidim al Besura Toiva. Has he finished? Nowhere near finished. All he's got, he knows this is the girl who's for the Zivuk. This is the Shidduch. Now he's got to do the hard part. First of all, finding her. Shavram Obinu didn't give him any way of finding her. He had to do that himself with his Rov Siyata Dishmai, his Tefillah, to see who was the girl. And now he's got to get her out of Lavan and Besuel. So what? A Besura Toivo? The first stage? Vayikra do'ish vayishtachul Hashem. Mikan shemoidim al Besura Toivo. And then, when finally they sort of agreed, I've always said before, here Rashi brings me Kanshamoidim al Besura Toiva. So it's interesting to Shaila, we're not going to go into it now, why Rashi brings it over here and the Medrash brings it by Rivka, when Rivka told him that she was Bas Besura. Ein Shom. But I'll call upon him. What is the limud that we have to know? Moedim al Besura Toiva. Why is it so choshev that Torah three times is telling us, Mikan she moedim al Besura Toiva. You have a Besura Toiva, be moedim Lashem. And it's a Besura Toiva, it's not the end of the parasha. It's not when he actually walked off with Rivka. It's before that. Besura Toiva, be moedim. What is this inyan of being moide of Hakara Satoiv? So this interesting medrash, we brought it other times, of a new havana in the medrash. The medrash in Tetzaveh, beginning of Tetzaveh, Parsha Lamed Vav, Ois Beis. Kodesh Baruch Hu's Mitzaveh Moshe Rabbeinu to arrange Shemin Zayis for the Menorah. Frank the Medrash, what's the whole inyan of us lighting a Menorah? Brings a Klal Yisrael said to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Ato Ta'ay Neiri, Vato Oime Shinoi Lefonecha. Elsewhere the Medrash, In Baal Yisroel, it was similar, came up the same medrash. There it says, you're Meir L'Kol HaOilam. And you're telling us we should light a menorah for you. Well, what's the pshat in the menorah? So the medrash of Moshe. Moshe L'Pikech V'Suma Shoyim Mahalchim. A sighted man and a blind man were walking along the street. And a blind man... He's blind. He doesn't know how to go. Omra pikeach lesuma boy vani som checho. And it says the pikeach to the blind man, come, I'll guide you. I'll take you to the house. Voya hasuma mahalich. And then, because of the pikeach, the suma got there. Kimin shenichnasu lebayis. When they got into the house, omra pikeach lesuma צי והדליק לי אסנר. The פיקח tells the blind man, put on the lights. והורא לי. And light up the house for me. Why? Why does he ask him? שלא יתה מחסיק לי טויבן שלי ויסיך. וכך אמרתי לך שטויה. Explains the Medrash, the Pikeach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Iver is Klal Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Me'el L'Kol HaOilam, and he tells Klal Yisrael to light the menorah. Why does he tell us to light the menorah? She'loi te'tachzik li toivo. Moshteito. Kama v'foshim explained that this is not only about the menorah. This marshal is the yisod of Kol HaTorah Kula. The Medrash, there was the Medrash in Lech Lecha, it's in a few places, this Medrash. You'll only chuli, some of your stomach, you know the Medrash. Stomach not. The Parsha Mem Dalet, Ois Aleph, Dr. Medrash, Okeil Tomim Darkoi, Imrus Hashem Tzrufa, Mogin Hula Kolachoi Simboi, that's the Possum. Dr. Medrash, Rav Oma, Lo Nidnu Amitzvus, Ela Letzarif Mohemis Abrius, Vechima Ichpas Leila Kodesh Baruch Hu, Misha Shoichet Mina Tzavo, Misha Shoichet Mina Oiref, Heve Lo Nidnu Amitzvus, Ela Letzarif Mohemis Abrius. Imrus Hashem Amoris Imrot Zerufa. Torah was given to us to purify us, to purify the Brius. Chimaich Basle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get anything out of any of the mitzvahs or averus that we do. Im Tzadakto Matiten Loi, says in Eiv. Im Chotoso Matif Alboi, if you do mitzvahs, you're not giving anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you do averus, it doesn't affect Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't get anything out of the mitzvahs. So why does he give us mitzvahs? He gives us mitzvahs to purify us. The tzarif v'hepohem is habriyas. We'll explain a bit more. In the chinuch, in Tof Lamed Gimel, the mitzvah of tefillah, Mitzvah Shehamitzvah, he says, Chatoibus v'abrochus yochulu abnei odom kvipu losom v'tuv levovom b'koyshe machshavoysom. The Rebbeinu Shem was goyzer that the tuv, the toibus and the brochus come to a person lefi his maisim. V'adoin ha'koil shebrom chofetz v'toivosom, and the Borei Olam who created us once a toivo, v'idrichom v'itzlichom b'mitzvoisov ha'yekorot sheyizku b'hem. The Rabbeinu Shleilom wants l'toivas habriyas, and he taught us what we should do to be zoiche to the toiv. Ari, last week we saw a very big yesoid, that the midah ha-yesoidis, if you like, of the Borei Olam is chesed. And why is it chesed? Because someone who's completely shalim, someone who's completely no chisarim whatsoever, completely self-contained, what midah is there? He doesn't react from anything mibachutz. Rebbeinu Shem is not tolly on anything mibachutz. And in a matzav, before there was anything other than him, what's going to bring him to create the bria? Kiviyachol, we're not trying to go to places we can't understand. But what was nizgale to us in Svarim is midas ha-chesed. Midas ha-chesed is not a reaction. Midas ha-chesed is a mida which is novea from someone who's completely shalem, michoy katoiv is the hative. Michoy katoiv, if a person's, someone is completely shalem, so he doesn't want to take, he doesn't need to take, he doesn't want to take, he's completely shalem ba'atzmai. So how does he interrelate with other people? Chesed, adarabba, to give. And chesed amina, which is meroimim, as we saw last week. Meroimim, Avram, that's how Avram came to midas ha-chesed. When you understand bria, you understand how choshem midas ha-chesed is. Chesed is giving and giving and giving, the shame giving. That's why Eliezer tests Rivka. Is she a real balas chesed? He has to say something to her. He has to ask her for something, otherwise there's no other minute that she would give him. He's standing there with 10 greiser shvatzer avodim, and all his camels and standing there. And he asked this little girl, who the first time she came to be shoyev mayim, he asked her to give me a sip. It was a hagmeinino, a sip of water. If he didn't say that, there was no havamina that she should give him. Why should she not give him? Not sonua. We're not going to have anything to do with. But he asked hagmeinino. And she comes and the shefa with the chokhmah that she gives, how she did it. And it's no soft to her chesed. And what was she doing it for? For money? That was mishtoy ladas, is the sivona. Let's see, if she wants something, it was real chesed. It's real chesed. Ah, she's really a for beis shel Avraham. The Rebbeinu Shalom is kulei chesed. But the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to come to that darga of chesed. Let's serve Bohemis Abrius. The Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to come to a darga me'ein his darga. Yadu alachem, the Yisod of Nama de Kisufa. When they say, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he wants to give us char? So just create the Adam and put him in Olam Haba. Why didn't he do that? Because the person gets a free gift, is mismayish, to look at the one who gave him the free gift. So the Rebbeinu Shalom doesn't want us to have that busha, so he makes us earn our Olam Haba. The obvious question is, Rebbeinu Shalom, you're creating the world from scratch. You can create whatever midas you want, whatever feelings you want. So why do you go and create the matnas chinom, a mensch feels busha, and then you have to complicate everything and create an olam hazeh so that they should deserve their olam haba. Don't create the busha. Create a mensch that he feels fine if he gets a free gift. And sure, you make a much simpler bria. Zog the derech Hashem, it's much deeper than that. The Yesod Adova is the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be more doime to him. And the reason why there's busha, let's take a marshal, I've explained it, come upon me. Take a marshal to a big gvir, and an oni knocks on the door, and he's starving hungry, and he's kimat gonna die from starvation. He knocks on the door of the asher. He tells him, please, I haven't got a penny. I haven't eaten for days. I'm in terrible straits. And the Oshir has Rachmonis on him. And he says, Beseder, here's some food. Here's money. You can come every week and I'll give you money. And then you'll be able to live. Matnas chinam. So why does the Oni, Besovishal Dova, the Oni wants to live? Why does he feel a busha? Because at the end of the day, the Onis are garnished. The Oshi is everything, and the Oni is now completely tolly on the Oshi. His whole life is tolly on the Oshi. Klape, the Oshi is the big giver, and the Oni is just the taker. And he's a garnished. But what would be if the Oni comes to the house and the Lichoira was once a very beautiful garden in front of this big palace, and it's all overgrown and is in a disgusting state, and this Oni is a gardener and he's a big mumch in gardening, and he knocks on the door of the Osher and he says, I see your garden is completely overthinked. I'm a gardener. Let's make a deal. You pay me kach v'kach money, I'll make you a beautiful garden. V'kach hoya. Now, does the Oni feel any busha? Does he have to feel any busha? Now, Rabbi Yisai, you have to put the Mishagas, the way we grew up, out of your heads. Fashteitzach, who's going to get shlishi? The Asher or the gardener? The gardener's not going to get shlishi. Who's going to get shlishi? Who's an Adam Mechubad? The Asher. The gardener's not an Adam Mechubad. He's a gardener. You know, he gets his hands dirty and he does soil. He runs a gardening company and he gets a bunch of Schwarzes to do the work. You know, we're talking about he himself gets his hands dirty. So the way in our society, Fashetzach, he's not Shove. But Aliba de Emes. They're both Shove. They're Be'emes and both Shove. The Oshir has money, but he can't do the garden. So he's got a Mila, he's got a Chisaron. The gardener has a Mila and a Chisaron. The gardener knows gardening, which is necessary for the Oshir, but he hasn't got money. So all they're doing now is they're switching the Koch of gardening for the money. So Be'etzim, they're Shove B'Shove. The gardener isn't Tali on the Oshir. Meet Be'etzim. The Osher is also totally on the gardener. He's got a disgusting garden. It looks horrible, his house. Got this beautiful palace with all this overgrown weeds. It looks disgusting. So they Be'etzim Shove B'Shove. The Eibishter, when he created the Inyan of Named in Kisufa, he created us to be Shove to him. Doime to him. Shove, we can't be Shove. We're always Nivroim. But he wants us to be able to be self-contained to the degree that it's shayach for a mensch to be self-contained. So he says, here's Torah or mitzvahs, and if you're mekayim Torah mitzvahs, then schar mitzvah mitzvah, and you'll be dovek to me. Olam haba. Now when we get olam haba, the olam haba we have, we made ourselves. The mitzad, making it ourselves, the schar of olam haba is the schar mitzvah mitzvah. We made it ourselves. So then, to b'midas ma, we're doim to Hashem. We're self-contained. If he, what we were talking about last week, is an oimek badova. It's not only we're self-contained. The Eibishter is a noisein. The Eibishter is a bal chesed. The Eibishter gave us a Torah in which we pay back to him, Kivi Yochel. We're givers too. The Eibishter was Metzarev his Abrias. He wants us to be Noisnim. So he creates a Torah which Kivi Yochel, we're giving back to him. He gives to us and we give to him. The Meridiki Yisod, this Moshel. The Summa comes into the house. He couldn't get there without the Pikeach. And then the Pikeach says, put on the lights. Did the Summa do something for the Pikeach? Yes. He put on the lights. Then the Pikeach could have turned the lights on himself. That's true. But he asks him to put on the lights so that you won't be Machzik Toivah. So that you'll be Shove to me. I did a Toivah for you. I brought you to the house. Now you do a Toivah for me and make it possible that I can walk around the house. The Eibishter gives us life, gives us everything. And he gives us a Torah. And he says, you light up the world for me. You light up the world with Elukus. You light up the world and bring Shechina into the world. You light up the world and do mitzvahs which show there's a borei olam, which shows there's a mitzvah, which brings kedusha into the world. You do it. Lo shani tzarich lochem. The Rebbeinu Shem could do it. The Rebbeinu Shem could be misgale in this world, and the whole world would be makir Hashem, like he was once. Yes, we try him. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, now you do it for me. The Gemara in Shabbos says that the Hadlokas HaMenorah with the Nisim of the Menorah was Eidus, the Kol by Olam, Shashkina Shraya B'Yisrael. What's the Eidus Shashkina Shraya B'Yisrael? That when we are Mekayim, a mitzvah, that brings the Shekhinah into the world. So the Rebbeinu Shalom says, the Rebbeinu Shalom wants us to be mei Eloi, kemo shehu hei Elonu. We're lighting the lights of this world. We're showing that there's Shekhinah in this world. We are bringing the Kvod Shamayim into the world. We're being Meir. The Menorah is just the simon of all our mitzvahs. We're being Meir, the Misha Meir La'olam. Dahainu, the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us an opportunity to be givers and not takers. A person who's a taker is chaser. He's all for himself. He's a nishchomri. He just wants to take and take. Aber der Shleimus for a mensch is to be a giver. But the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us everything from life, from everything, everything, everything. How can I give back to Hashem? Anything that we get back from the Rebbeinu Shalom, we get from the Rebbeinu Shalom, we have to give back. Afila besura toiva. Be moide. And they were moide in a very public way. When we are moedel Hashem, a very interesting thing. Moedim anachnu loch. Sha'atohu Hashem. Number one. Muchach ha-metzius. Elokeinu. Elokei avaseinu. Lo'olam voed. Tzur chayeinu. You're the foundation, the rock of our lives. Mogen Yisheinu. You're Mashgiach Aleinu. You're Matzilas. Atohu L'dor V'dor. From all throughout the Doiris. Noide L'cha Unesape Tilosecho. We're going to be moide to you, but not just moide to you. Be moisif and be mesape Tilosecho. Al we go through. But what do we receive from Hashem? Chayeinu amasurim b'yadecho, the etzim fact that I'm alive. Val nishmaseinu ha'pekudo islach. We have gewaltige neshamas, heilige neshamas, which the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us. Val nisecho shebechol yom imanu. A nisim, which happen every single day. Kenzayin. Over the last 2 years, when we see that for the last couple of months, Baruch Hashem, we haven't heard any sirens. There's a gedor honisecho shebechol yom imanu. And when there were sirens, the protection that Hashem Yisbarach did, all the nisim nistorim, which keseida, we don't even know how many nisim nistorim. There's always these shmurs that they're rearming and they're this, and Iran still has the capability of a nuclear. Meidach Gisa, what do you hear? I don't know if you hear. They've had no rain. They're running out of water. They started rationing water. And they're talking about, in Tehran, I think there's 10 million people, they're talking about moving most of the people out of Tehran. Afterwards, someone I saw in the thing, they don't know how it's actually going to happen and where are you going to put them, because it's not like that down the road there's loads of water. There is no water. They haven't had rain for months and months and months. Nor have we, but it works differently here. Is the Rabbeinu Shalom droughting them out? Is that the thing? Al nisecho shebechol yomimonu. Val niflo yisecho v'toyvo yisecho. The niflois which we have ourselves. All the niflois that go on in the Guf HaAdam. The toivas that go on in the Guf HaAdam. But the fact that every breath that we take, the fact that our heart beats kaseida, the fact that sometimes we get sick and then all of a sudden we get better. With the pills, without the pills. The niflosecho v'toivosecho ad ein sof. Shebechol eis, don't stop. Erev avokiv etzoroim will be moided to you. Erev avokiv etzoroim. And now we're going to be mesaper. Mesaper niflo, the tilos. Hatoiv, kiloi cholu racham necho. You are be'etzim toiv, because your rachamim never runs out. Va'marachim, kiloi samu chasodecho. And your marachim lemaisa. Why mirachim? We don't deserve anything, Ribbono Shel Olam. It's kulei rachamim. But your chasodim never run out. The Mefarshim say, Moshe, you can have a gvir, has a lot of money, but he's not mirachim. So he's got a lot of money, but it doesn't help. Or you can have a big gvir who's mirachim, but he's run out of money. Somebody asks him for a donation. He says, I wish I could help you, but my tzedakah account is empty. I mean, don't look like you need money for Shabbos. No, okay, but his tzedakah account's empty. The Rebbeinu says, Merachem giloi samu chasodecho. Mimela, me oilom givinu loch. We can always be botech in you. And then we say something very interesting. V'alkulom. And over all these things, or maybe even more than all these tovas that you gave us, Yisbarach v'Yisroi meim shimcha malkeinu, Yisroi mam shimcha malkeinu, tomid loilom voet. V'chol achayim yodu chosela. What do we mean, Yisbarach v'Yisroi mam? So, the Sefer HaChinuch, in the mitzvah Tov Lamed, the mitzvah Brocha, Beloshen Yisbarach, Shonu maskirin tomid, what do we mean, Yisbarach? What do we mean when we say Kaddish? After each section of Tefillah, we have this Kaddish. Sometimes the way people say Kaddish, they say it so fast. I want to ask them, do you know what you're saying? Do you understand what you're saying? It's got to be Kaddish Shmei Rabbah. What are you saying, actually? I don't ask people, I don't want to embarrass them. But what is Yisbarach? Miloshen Yisbarach she'onu maskirim tomid shehu mehispoil. What does Yisbarach mean? That the Rebbeinu Shalom should be increased. Barach means to increase. The Rebbeinu should be increased. That's kvira. It's not chayach. The Rebbeinu should be increased. Noimar she'akavona boy she'anachnu mischanenim elov. Yisbarach is a tefillah to Hashem that the Rebbeinu Shem should be mesabev in the world, that all the brios should be makir that Hashem Yisbarach is the makar habracha. Sheyoydu akol eilov ubo yishalolu.
Yisbarach
But we, when we say, after we've said, thanked the Rebbe Shalom for everything that he does for us, then we want to be givers. We don't want to be just takers. We want to give. We want to give back to Hashem. How can we give back to Hashem? So we daven, Val kulam yisbarach v'yisroim em shimcha malkenu tomit loylam v'ayet. Your shame should become greater, more known. To what degree do we want yisbarach shimcha? That v'chol ha'chayim yoydu chosela. The guns of hell should be moided to you. V'hanalu es shimcha v'emes. We want to fill the world with the hakor of Hashem. Can we do it ourselves? No, we can ask Hashem Yisbarach to do it. And we ask Hashem Yisbarach to do it, so kilu, we made that happen. We're giving back to Hashem. We're trying to be Meir, the whole Olam. We're switching on the lights. How can we do switch on the lights? The Rebbeinu Shem could do it all himself. The Rebbeinu Shem could be Nisgal and the whole world would be Makir Itz Hashem. But we're asking Hashem to do it. After we got all these tithes, we want the whole world to be minded. What are we saying in Kaddish? After each section of Tefillah, we moidel Hashem, we meshabeach Hashem. Each section of Tefillah, we come. And the second part, the first part of the thing is also meridic, but not, don't have the time to explain the first part. And the second part, we have seven lashonos here, or eight lashonos, of Shevach, Yisbarach, Yishtabach, Yisbar, Yisroimim, Yisnase, Yishadav, Yisale, Yishalo. What does it mean? That Shmei, the Kudsh Brichu, the name of Hashem, should be praised, should be Nizgale, it's his spoil, should be Nizgale, Yisbarach, in such a way that everyone is Mevarechim. Should be nizgal in such a way that everyone's mishabeachim. Should be nizgal in such a way that everyone's mefa'er Hashem. If they look in the Mefarshim, what's the difference between all these lashonos? They're all different kavanas. Yisroimam, v'yisnase, v'yishado, v'yisale, v'yishalo. And everybody should be mahalal Hashem. And then we say something very strange. La'eila, the degree of gilui should be more than kol birchosa shirosa tishbachosa v'nechemosa d'amiron ba'alma. More than any of the shiros and tishbachos which are ever said in the world. So how's it going to be? We want Hashem to be nizgale in bisbarach more than all the brachos that are said in the world. What are we asking for? We're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was just mishabeach you. I davened and said, whatever section we're talking about, Shmoneh Esrei, came with bakoshes, I was mishabeach you, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, be nizgale more than we can possibly be mevarech you, a gilui more than we can possibly imagine. Why? Such a tefillah. That's how you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be nizgale more than all the brachos, shiros, tishbachos, and nechamos, which any of the Nevi'im ever told us that have ever been said in the world. And now if he's there, you can understand, maybe our minik, then we say, Shmei the Kudsh Brichu, the Tzibu answers, Brichu, that he's Marech, he's Barech, he's Ribui, more Gilui Hashem, more Gilui Hashem than even we were Megale, than even the whole world was Megale. Ribbono Shel Olam, be Mizgale more and more. We have to be Noisnim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah, and created the world in such an oifen that even though he's giving and giving and giving to us the whole time, we can give back. We can be givers. Lo nitna ha-mitzvus ela letzarev bohem es ha-briyos. You hear a besura tova? Be moide. And how are they moide? Mishtachave in front of everyone. Lemaisa, how do we finish off our davening? With Aleinu and Alkein Nekave. Aleinu, again, we don't have time to go through Aleinu. Of Alkein Nekave, what are we asking? We come out of davening, what are we asking for? A ribui of Gilui Hashem. Sometimes I think to myself, how did I say Alkein when I was davening Father Omer so everybody should hear? And now how do I say Alkein? Not the same way. When we're davening on Rosh Hashanah, how do we say it? In Musaf, how do we say Alkein? And that kasha is even when we finish davening, we finish Shachris, then we say Aleinu. Aleinu Shabbeach. We don't do that. But what should it be when leaving davening? What do we want? We want Ribui Kvod Shamayim. And the Rabbeinu Shlomo made a bria that we can affect that Ribui Kvod Shamayim. To the little degree, we ask for it. We beg him to do it. That's all we can do. Can we change the world ourselves? Hooray. The last couple of years in Eretz Yisrael, we're in such a matzav with the Gios problems. And the Bnei Yeshiva, V'chule, and the Maisa, there's no solution to the problem. Why? You've got two Mahalchim here, which are diametrically opposed. The Mahalch of the Chilonim, they want to make a democratic, secular state. How on earth are the democratic, secular state going to believe that people sitting down, studying ancient texts in Aramaic, is going to do anything for the country? And the people who are the hemshech of Klal Yisrael, they're not the hemshech of Klal Yisrael, Nebuch. Oh, but we are the mamshechim of Klal Yisrael. The mamshechim of the Yotze Mitzrayim, Mekablei Torah Bar Sinai. We know that the world doesn't work with Koichev Yotzim Yodi. We know the world and Klal Yisrael doesn't survive with Koichev Yotzim Yodi. We know that we're the Am Hashem. And the only way we can survive is through Limud HaTorah and TikTok in mitzvahs. And that's bringing the Shechina to Klal Yisrael. And Fakat, we are the ones who are the whole kiyum of this Medina. And they? You're parasites, you're this, you're that, the other. There's no solution. There is. I have the solution. And that is, Al kein nekave lecha Hashem elokeinu lirois mehera b'siferis usecho lahavi giluli minoretz v'alilin kores yikoreisun the up-to-date avodah zaras of all their nourishkeit and kfira l'sakein oilam b'malchus shin dalet yud Rashi says shedai loilami shedai belukusi lekol echod ve'echod every single person. Every single yid at Kol Ponim should be makir in Hashem Yisborach and have a relationship with Hashem. Dai belukusu lekol echot echot. V'cho b'nei vosor, even the goyim, yikru v'shmecho, lahafnus elecho kol rishay oretz. All those people on the other side who are calling us this and that and the other, lahafnus elecho kol rishay oretz. Halavaya kiru v'yedu kol yoyish v'yseivel ki lecho tichra kol berch, tishova kol doshan. When this will be Mekuyim, Rabbi Sai, it'll be the end of the Gius Parsha. Bimheirav Yomeinu Amen.